Bill's background is, no doubt, unmatched by almost any other artist. As we have related on our website, Bill, as a child, grew up in the aftermath of the First World War. He described playing amongst the debris of war. He recounted childhood friends killed by deserted ordnance. Bill grew up in abject poverty in a feudal society. He was a member of a peasant class who served at the whim of what Bill called the Blue Bloods. Bill learned subservience from an early age. He experienced firsthand the power of a small class of people over others. As a young man, Bill's life was once again subject to the decrees of a fascist state. His life was not his own. He obeyed or died. Bill wanted nothing more than to live in Mother Nature and paint. Mother Nature was his comfort amidst the childhood of poverty and terror. It was a brief respite during his pre-war years. When the war ended, Bill emigrated to Canada and finally had the chance to achieve his dream. Art has always been an important part of any culture. It defines us not only by what we create, but by what we appreciate. You need only look at the totalitarian regimes of recent history to see how they viewed art. The Taliban and ISIS are only the most recent groups of thugs who destroy art in an attempt to redefine a culture. Earlier, it was the Nazis burning books in Berlin. It was Pol Pot and Mao Zedong imprisoning or killing artists and teachers. Is art that big a threat to the despots and autocrats that would rule the world? You bet it is. Art holds a power over humans for which dictators can only wish. I look at a sweeping landscape by Bierstadt and tears come to my eyes. I hear Shostakovich's Fifth Symphony and sense the horror Russians felt living under Stalin's regime. Bill knew that God endowed every human being with what he often called creative power. He knew that creative power was more forceful than the despots and privileged elite. He also knew that art was a way he could help others release their creative power. That's why he dedicated his life to teaching. Bill speaks to the theme of creative power in almost every one of his videos. In fact, he spends almost as much time discussing creative power as he spends painting. Did you ever notice how much time Bill spends facing the camera talking about creative power? He would spend 5 or 10 minutes of the 27 minutes he had to complete a painting talking about this philosophy. No other artist did or could do that, and that is a testament to Bill's greatness. Bill knew the power of art. We know the power of art. So we'll answer our own question. Yes, art can save the world. Alexander Art's mission is to empower every human being on the planet to become the best they can be. Bill showed us the way. We stand committed to the path he set for us. Join us. Let us help you release your creative power.